Are you looking to up your recruitment and logistics game? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Going In Raw podcast with your host, Ryan Walker.
How you guys doing, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Going In Raw podcast with myself, Ryan Walker. Thank you so much for joining us. I very much appreciate you taking time out and listening to my crazy Scottish accent for a few minutes. Now, I've come up with a subject today. It came to my attention. Well, it's something that I've really kind of looked at previously while working in the industry. As you know, I am by trade a recruitment consultant, business owner. I'm a salesman as well, so I know the ins and outs of everything. But I've had a few people come to me and saying, especially candidates, saying that the recruitment companies do their heads in and they've not got the positions they want, and it's causing them a pain in the ass with them, and they're not basically helping them as much as possibly can. Well, I'm going to go through a kind of strategy with you guys, right, that I've kind of learned throughout my time. I'm going to share with you how to get a job without using a recruiter. Belter, can't go wrong with that. Those pesky recruitment people out there who claim to be experts in the industry, well, basically this time last year they were working in bloody McDonald's, you know. So let's see how we can get out of that, right? Now, the problem with using recruitment companies, right, is I like to call it the kind of vacancy showroom. I call it that is because every company that you probably approach, if you're a candidate looking for another position, every company that you actually approach only has a small selection of positions, you know, in different companies. One recruitment agency might have certain amount of companies work very close with, three or four, and then another company down the road or a different area of the country have the same again. So instead of being a candidate looking for a job and signing up with about five or six or seven, eight agencies, and then being bombarded with roles that you don't actually want because they want to fill their roles because they want to get the money from it, they want the commission from it. And you're just getting bombarded with roles and positions that are not suited for you, you don't want to work for them. So how do we get out of that? Now, dump the process of signing up with recruitment companies, do it yourself. Simple and easy as that, right? I suggest doing this. First off, what you want to do is open up blank Excel spreadsheet. List up 25 companies and organisations you're going to work for. Now, a lot of people out there don't know 25 companies that you'd like to work for. Now, you have to be really selfish with this. If you're serious about getting a job that you want and want to stay with, you have to do a little bit of research yourself. So you have to be selfish and you have to put a bunch of work into this. Ain't going to happen overnight. Yes, using agencies and different companies to do that work for you is great, but are you going to get the best thing for you? So you need to be extremely selfish in this and do a bit of research. So list off 25 companies that you'd like to work for. Depending on what you want to do, you might want to work for big companies like your DHLs and your FDSs and all that sort of stuff, your MSCs, if you're on the logistics side of things. Or you might want to work for middle-sized companies, you know, like kind of Palexes and FPSs, that sort of thing. You're in control of this. So get yourself 25 companies that you know you'd like to work for, they're in your same area, and then list them on an Excel spreadsheet. Again, it's your career. Have a look and do a bit of research in it. Look at the companies, look at the website. You know the industry more than that recruitment company do, 9 times out of 10. Unless they're actually extremely good and they've been in the industry for a long time, which is great, kudos to them. But you've got a bit of history here, you know the companies, you've got a bit of history in the industry, you know what you're looking for. Right, so that's a start. Now, what is it that the company that owns the problem that you can solve? How do I put this? You've got a solution to a problem that company might want, right? This is where you kind of have to really look into here. What can you do for that company and what can you actually achieve? What can you give them for them to actually entertain you? So this is something you have to really look into now and have a look and be really kind of hone in what your skill set is and what you can do for them, saying like, oh, I am Joe Blogs, I can do XYZ for your company. And they go, wow, that's amazing. XYZ, fantastic, bring them on. But you know what I mean? You have to be really kind of hone in your skill set and find out exactly what you want to do. guys, I'm really kind of hitting home of you actually knowing what you want, because if you don't know what you want in your career, there's no point. There's literally no point. So bloody hell, get your finger out your ass and do something about it. You know, and unless you can just plod along and not be serious about your career, carry on doing what you want to do. You won't be happy in your position and you'll just be bored, and it will be exactly the same step this time next year. So guys, get your 25 companies written down, get them put down, get numbers. You probably won't get the email addresses from anyway as yet. So how do you get the email addresses of the people you want? And how do you get in front of the people, the hiring managers, for instance? 25 companies there. How do you get in front of the people who are the hiring managers, who are the ones who are going to entertain you? Right. So here's some recruitment, well, I was going to say voodoo, but it's not. It's called Boolean searches. Right. If you don't know what a Boolean search is, get yourself on Google, type in Boolean search or rough guide. Google's your friend. It'll come up with a great number of ways how to do a Boolean search, right? It's basically, Boolean searches is what recruiters do all day, every day, in order to find you or a hiring manager so they can contact you and talk to you. That's what recruiters do. That's what we do. There's no reason you can't do exactly the same to identify your next boss, because they even know you exist. So if they can do it, you can do it. You know what I mean? Just, they've got no special skills. You'd probably get more skill than them because you know the industry more than they do. So get on it. So basically, putting a company name in your Boolean search, you put a company name, hiring manager, job title. For instance, if you're a senior manager, you're looking for directorship, or you're looking for CEO, or if you're going to kind of low-level management, you're looking for, obviously, HR director or HR manager, whatever you need to put in there, job title. Put some keywords in related to what you want to do. So it could be like operations, or it could be distribution, or it could be freight forwarding, or it could be a materials controller, supply chain manager, that sort of thing. At the search bar, at the top of LinkedIn, you'll get a list of people who might be in your next hiring manager. These could be the guys you're looking for. You can filter it from that, because LinkedIn's quite special like that. You can filter it by location and current company, all that sort of stuff. You want to put the current company down just because you don't want to get guys who used to work there. You don't want to contact them because they no longer work there. This should now produce a list of people you currently work at your preferred employer. So if you're looking at, say, like DHL, you fired over the DHL things, even though it won't be DHL, their preferred supply list, but still. You've got your details there. They currently work there. Blah, 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 you've got the details, you've got the hiring manager details there, fantastic, you're good to go. This is where it starts to get a little bit complicated, to be quite honest. Well, it's not complicated, but you need to put effort in your part. You've now got the list of people, how are you going to get in touch with them? And this is what I was talking to you before, you need to really hone in what you can actually give them and what you can actually do for them. I know from experience, only 5% to 15% of your preferred employers are suffering from the problem you can solve and are minded to do something about it now or in this quarter or in the next few months. Maybe they can wait, maybe they don't have the budget, and maybe it's not broken at the moment, but they might. Your list will change from this year to next year of who are looking. So that 5% to 15% could be completely different from this year as next year, you know, because it's just the way the market goes. People have jobs, people don't need this, that's that, another. So be wary of that. Be wary. You're only interested in the 5 to 15% that are in need. And this group will change over time, as I said, within literally 18 months' time. So this is what you need to get. So, right. Next you need to do, add those hiring managers' names next to your relevant employers' names on your spreadsheets. Add them to your spreadsheet. There may be more than one person for company. Sorry, maybe more than one person per company, but that's okay. Don't worry about that. That's actually a bonus, to be quite honest with you. So the next thing is the message. How are you going to get in contact with them? So you've got the details there. You've got the details on LinkedIn. What are you going to say to them? How are you getting in contact with them? You could have a number. You could have this. Whatever information you've dug up, as much information as possible. So next thing is the message. What do you do? What do you say to these hiring managers, and how do you get in front of them? As you don't have their email address yet, so is it going to be researching? Are you going to be sending them an in-mail through LinkedIn or a message on there? Connect with them on LinkedIn. What do you say to these managers, and how do you get in front of them as you don't have their email address yet? So what do you do? So there's a number of different ways you can do it. You can either get on there, you can actually either message them on LinkedIn and say to them, hi, how are you? Looking for working with your company. I have X, Y, and Z skills. Love to get into contact with you to see if I can offer anything for you if you're looking for what I can do. That sort of thing. Sell yourself. Now, I could go across all these sort of things now, but I would be literally on this podcast for about 20, 30 minutes longer than I should do because you'll end up getting bored with me. If you want to get a definitive guide on what to say to these guys, head over or get in contact with me. Now, I'll put my email address down underneath here. Get in contact with me. Tell me that you've obviously listened to podcasts and looking for an email template or email guide on how to approach these companies. I am more than willing to pass on to you what we use, what I give my candidates in my business and what I send to them. More than happy to fire that over. I won't take anything from you. I'm not going to sell anything from you. I'm more than happy to give that over to you free of charge because I'm such a nice guy like that. But that's the way forward. Fire it over. Do not worry about it. It's not going to include any sort of pitching, selling, and I want to add you to my database, all that sort of stuff, blah, blah, blah. I've been in there, blah, blah, blah. It's not going to include that. It's going to include a straightforward email back to you. It's a template. It's a 12-step guide on how to actually do it and the best open rates and the best reply rates you can get from them, you know, and how you're going to get some feedback from it and how you're actually going to kind of sell yourself more productively and effectively. That is what you're looking for to get in front of these people. Now, when you get in contact with them, they might come back and say one of two things. They might come back and say, thank you, please get in touch with XYZ, or we're not hiring at the minute, or we're not doing this, or that's great, you've got on touch the radar. Remember, you've got 25 companies there, so not all of them are going to say yes. So just prepare for that. Or a few people not getting back to you, or just fobbing you off. You prepare for that. Not everyone's going to say yes. Right, there's obviously going to be one point they'll turn around and say, we use a recruitment company. Now, obviously this podcast is how to get a job without a recruiter. Unfortunately, they might be signed up already to a recruitment company that they can't help but get out of. If they do, in a situation like that, I've got a belter for you right now. So if they come back and say, thank you very much, I've got your details, I'll keep them on file. Just keep up to date with them. Keep up to date every now and again, a couple of weeks. I'll go through all this and my emails, the link, the document I'll send over to you so you can get a good idea of it. Right, so how are you going to get round the recruiter thing? Unfortunately, they might say we are in bed with a recruitment company. We have to use them. We can't use anyone else apart from this recruitment company. Right, okay. Now, this is going on from something else that I've actually kind of discussed with a couple of... I didn't discuss with them. I actually learnt this a few years back from one of my mentors who, before I joined in recruitment, and this is what he told me to do, which is actually really clever, to be quite honest with you, right? So you go to the recruitment company, they find out the details of them, say, we use XYZ Recruitment or ABC Search and Solutions.com, whatever they are. Now you get the details from them, ask them as much information as possible, who do you deal with? Who's the account manager that account manager is to you. Now, what you need to do here is get as much information as possible about the recruitment company, and then you phone this recruitment company, right? You phone them up, and when you're on the phone to this recruitment company, this is going to be great. It's a great strategy to get the power back into you, so you're not going to get put into that drum of getting all these crap CV job offers back over to you, or job applications, this is a great job, or advertisements, or just not be heard from ever again. So what you're going to do, you're going to get the details, phone that recruitment company up, and you're going to speak to the person who's the account manager for that account. Speak to them by name, ask for them by name, and what you say to them, when you speak to them, you say, hi, my name is Joe Bloggs. I have just recently been in touch with ABC Logistics, for instance, and they have recommended you as their preferred recruitment supplier. They have recommended you to them. So now, what does that do? Now, that if this recruitment company or this if this consultant is any good at their job, they will realise, hold on a minute, this guy's been referred to by one of my main clients. So this the consultant will treat you like royalty because they will not they cannot afford to give up their reputation for you to get a bad service from them, because you could quite easily go back to your man who you just got the information from and say, sorry, didn't really get a good service from them, don't want to go through them, I'd rather go to you. Now, how would that look if a recruitment company had that sort of feedback from a candidate to one of their main clients? They won't risk it. They will not risk it. So what this guy will do, or girl, guy or girl, will go over, out over, above and beyond to get a good feedback and get some good effort to get you across to them and get you in there and keep up to date with you, because you've got that recommendation from the actual hiring manager. And 9 times out of 10, that hiring manager will be expecting your CV to hit his desk because he knows he's been in touch. So you're basically two-pronged approach. Now, that's very powerful if you're looking for, if you're using a recruitment company, because you're taking the power away from them. You take the power away from them, you've got that power back. So if you're not getting a good service, he's a crap recruitment company, you can give bad feedback to the client. They will not risk it. And if they do risk it, well, that's rubbish, isn't it? To be quite honest with you, they shouldn't really have that contract in the first place. And you can go back and tell them that, and you'll be a bit of a hero. So who cares? Who cares if they, you, the thing is, don't worry about going back and giving someone bad feedback because they're not doing their job right. You're quite right in doing so. You know, why not? Why the hell not? You should do it. So there you go, guys. That's a quick rundown of a little bit of a 15-20 minute chat of getting a job without a recruiter. Brilliant searches. Get down and look for companies that actually you want to work for. That's the main thing you need to do, is the companies that you want to work for. If you don't know what they are, find them. Simple as that. It's your career. You want to be happy in your career, so you need to go out and find them. Do some research. See who's out there. See who's hiring it, and approach them directly. Use the same sort of tools that recruitment companies do. They're no special than you are. They don't do anything special. There's no like recruitment training school. They spend 5 years or a degree to be a recruiter. Everyone can be one. You just need to have the bottle and the contacts. That's all the recruitment companies have got different from you. And it's quite easily you can get the same contacts that they've got, or you can get more contacts than they've got on your own. You've probably got them already. You might not even need to do all this billion search stuff. You've got them already. Go to them direct. Guys, if you want to know about obviously getting in touch with the people and how to actually approach them directly, and the best way to do so, I will put the link of my email address underneath. Send me an email, send it to me, introduce yourself, say, listen to your podcast, think you're a legend, Ryan, X, Y, Z. Big me up a bit, you know what I mean? I need that sort of attention. But do the business, and I'll fire over that straight away to you. Would be great. I'm not going to sell you anything. I'm not going to bombard you. I'm not going to add it to any email list. I'm not doing that. It's not how you guys will operate. It's just, I'm here to help you guys. I want to give you guys as much value and get that sort of dream job that you require and give you as much information as you need to. So guys, and also as well as if you're using a recruitment agency, use those tips as well. Get in front of the agency and say you've been recommended. Nothing's going to stop you. Nothing's going to stop you. But if you need any more information, or even if you just want to phone me up and get some info anyway, I'll put my details again underneath the podcast in the notes. Give me a call. More than happy to go through it. I have a lot of time for you guys, and I will make time for you. If I don't, I will book some time out and I'll phone you back. I'm more than happy to go through that with you. But please do not hesitate to get in touch. Well, guys, thank you so much for your time again. It's been absolutely fantastic. Hopefully you've enjoyed this. Please like, share, subscribe to it. Share it to your friends. Do the business. Let's get this voice out there. It's great to speak to you, and look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Going In Raw Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And for more great content and to stay up to date, visit walker-recruitment.co.uk, on Facebook at Walker Recruitment, and Twitter at Walker_REC. We'll catch you next time.